Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The CDC's now strongly urging people not to travel for Thanksgiving. It's advising that people stick to celebrating the holidays with those they live with. New cases are rising quickly, so are deaths. More than 250,000 people in the United States have died from COVID-19. The nation's leading group of pediatricians is urging vaccine researchers to include children in clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports so far, no children under the age of 12 have been included in trials in the United States.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has written to policymakers calling for quick action to include children. Sally Goza, the president of the group, says as more promising data arrives, it's important to know if the vaccines are safe and effective in children.
We've had over 1 million children test positive for COVID, and children suffer in other ways from this disease. So it's unjust to allow them to take on the burdens of this disease and not offer them a vaccine.
She says pediatricians are concerned that there won't be a vaccine for children before the school year starts next fall. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Joe Biden is trying to move ahead as the president-elect despite the lack of cooperation from the Trump administration. NPR's Asma Khalid reports today Biden's holding a virtual meeting with governors about the coronavirus pandemic.
Both Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are meeting with the National Governors Association Executive Committee. The meeting is expected to focus on coordinating state and federal responses to the pandemic as record numbers of coronavirus cases continue to spread across the United States. The National Governors Association Executive Committee is a bipartisan group of governors, but it's not yet confirmed that all members will attend. At least three Republicans will participate, the governors of Maryland, Massachusetts, and Arkansas. Biden has frequently insisted he will reach out to Republicans, but thus far, many congressional GOP lawmakers have been reluctant to even acknowledge he is the president-elect. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Wilmington, Delaware.
After partisan wrangling, the Wisconsin Elections Commission's ordering a recount of more than 800,000 ballots in Milwaukee and Dane counties, both heavily Democratic. The Trump campaign's putting up $3 million for the recount. There's been no evidence that the result declaring Joe Biden the winner was anything but legit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is declaring a pro-Palestinian movement to boycott Israel anti-Semitic. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more on Pompeo's visit to Jerusalem.
Pompeo says the U.S. will cut off government funds to groups that support an Israel boycott, calling it anti-Semitic. Boycott proponents reject that accusation and say they're protesting Israel's policies toward Palestinians. Dozens of U.S. state legislatures have passed laws in recent years against boycotting Israel.
Daniel Estrin reporting. This is NPR News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment for the first time rose last week by an unexpected 31,000 to a seasonally adjusted 742,000. During the course of the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans have been out of work in large part because of coronavirus safety restrictions that force many businesses to reduce their workforce or close permanently. And for many people, jobless benefits are due to expire next month. So far, Congress has not been able to agree on a new coronavirus relief package. One rare bright spot in this financial carnage of an outbreak is housing. The market is still booming. NPR's Chris Arnold reports sales of existing homes are up nearly 27% from a year ago, and prices have hit a new record.
The median home price in the U.S. is higher than ever at $313,000. Low interest rates and a record low number of homes for sale are both pushing up prices. Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. He says that's not a healthy situation because prices are rising so fast, it makes home ownership unaffordable for too many people.
We are simply facing a housing shortage, major housing shortage. We need to build more homes. Supply is critical in the current environment.
Yoon says as lawmakers look to help the economy, policymakers at the national and local level should find ways to boost home construction. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Dow's down more than 100 points. This is NPR.